Seoul. South Korea's new president Lee Jae-myung appointed veteran lawmaker Ahn Kyu-bak as the nation's first civilian defense minister in 64 years. Lee, who took office on June 4 following a snap election triggered by the ousting of former President Yoon Suk-yeol, also named 10 other cabinet ministers. These include former UN Ambassador Cho Yun as foreign minister and Chung Dong-yeon, a proponent of North Korea diplomacy, as unification minister, according to a presidential office statement. The appointments come amid efforts to rebuild a fractured government after Yoon's administration collapsed following his declaration of martial law in December, a move that was widely condemned and later overturned by parliament. Yoon's former defense minister, Kim Yong-yun, is currently jailed on insurrection charges linked to the incident. While the president's cabinet picks do not require parliamentary approval, their nominations will be subject to hearings that could prove contentious. Lee assumed office immediately after the snap election without a transition period and has been relying on an acting prime minister and a caretaker cabinet from the previous government. Last month, Lee nominated Kim Min-sook, a longtime member of parliament and close political ally, for prime minister, a post requiring parliamentary confirmation and critical to the government's stability. President Lee has pledged to pursue a pragmatic foreign policy focused on diplomacy and economic support, particularly for South Korea's key export sectors such as automobiles, semiconductors, and steel. His administration faces the challenge of responding to international pressures, including tariffs imposed by the United States under President Donald Trump. The newly appointed cabinet also includes ministers for agriculture, environment, labor, and maritime affairs, signaling a comprehensive reshaping of the government as Lee works to unite a divided nation and navigate complex geopolitical challenges.